Time right now is 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So thanks to you for checking us out there. News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My guest this morning, he is a candidate, Democrat candidate, running for State House District 72. That is the position currently held by David Huddleston. My guest's name is Rodney Moore. He's from Hoganville, right? And made the trek all the way up from Hoganville from Troup County this morning to promote his campaign and talk to us on the Community Voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
And great. Thank you for coming out here. And it's good to meet you. Hopefully I get the mic levels here. Good. Yeah, we did switch mics from yesterday, so I didn't need to change that. All right, Rodney, tell me who you are and what got you into this race.
Well, my name is Rodney Moore, and I'm running for state representative in District 72, which is Northern Troup, Hurd, and Southern Carroll. And the main reason I'm running is to protect the seniors, because they've gotten a bad deal over the years, and they're like our weakest part of our society, and they need to be helped.
Did you see a specific incident, with seniors, family or friends, something that happened? You said, okay, let me, or did you see something in the media? What sparked that?
Actually, I watched my mother struggle with it because she's applied for SNAP benefits, which is food stamps. And as a senior citizen, they only get $23 a month, which is not very much. And what can you do with $23?
Yeah, especially now that that just the senior citizen level. I mean, is there does it increase? You know, based on
that's their level. I mean, even our neighbors got it, and they was like, well, we don't even want it. You know, just keep it.
Mm-hmm. But they can get Social Security and things like that, though, right?
They get Social Security, but on their Social Security, they had to pay for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make $16,600 or less, Troup County would pay for ours. But if you go over that, each county's a little bit different. But if you go over that amount, they will not pay for it. So, like, my mom, she's like $23 over the limit.
Yeah.
So she has to pay the $175 a month.
You got to set the mark somewhere, but it is always funny when you see somebody who's just
like,
in.
Yeah, it's like that limit. It's like, if you're on just Social Security, why don't the state of Georgia just go ahead and pay for the Medicare? Because they pay for it all their life. It comes out of your paycheck.
Right.
So they can cover that from somewhere else.
Rodney Moore, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Any questions or comments for the candidate, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and we will share them with him during the run of this program. Hoganville, tell us, are you a lifelong Georgia resident? Or?
Yes, I was actually born in Griffin, but I moved to Hoganville about 15 years ago to watch after my dad. Mm. He has COPD, had a lot of health problems, and he passed away about 10 years ago.
Well, what's Hoganville like? You said it's not the largest city in Troup County, but is it maybe number two or three? Or?
Probably number three, mm-hmm. I would think. It's just a small community, about 3,000 people, and it just has a little police station, the fire department, one red light.
See, I mean, I grew up in West Virginia, so I'm familiar with a lot of little towns like that, and tell us about your family. It says your husband first.
Yeah, I'm a husband first, and I have one daughter. Mm-hmm. I misprint my website and put son, but actually I have a daughter. She's nine years old, and she goes to LaGrange Academy, and she's in a lot of drama stuff.
And you were in the U.S. Air Force.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, tell us about that experience.
Very interesting experience. Yeah. It was really cold where I was stationed at. I was stationed on a SAT base in upstate New York in Plattsburgh.
It's Plattsburgh is a state university of
Plattsburgh University.
Yeah, it's up there.
Sunny Plattsburgh, something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but I remember the university.
Sunny. I think State University of New York in Plattsburgh, and an author. I understand you've written a couple of books.
I've written a couple of books. I've written one called Captain Berm, which is a children's book. And it's about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh yeah,
it's like you have to listen to your parents. If not, you know. It's a book like that. It's like an old fable book. And when I first wrote it, they thought it was a true book.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I made it up in my head. So eventually I put it on paper.
Oh, okay.
And I actually drew it.
And I think the second book was a little more mature, wasn't it?
It was. I've written a book about Social Security, how it should be revised.
Well, explain that to us and hook us up with that knowledge.
I can. I mean, it's actually... Social Security is up to, you pay 6.2%, And I believe it should be raised to 10, but 5% goes into old Social Security account. And the other 5% goes into your private account, which is your money that can be passed down from generation to generation. But we'll change the format of how it pays out on the other side. It's like years of service, like up to $3,000 a month. And then you have your private account.
Well, are you of the mind that, I mean, we're going to run out of Social Security soon and we're going to take it away?
I don't think so. No. Because I've listened to Reagan say it was going to be cut, you know, by the year 2000. I've heard Clinton say 2011. It's propaganda every time somebody runs for office.
Well, they have taken money out of that fund to do other things. I mean, eventually you think that they would have to run out. But do you think there's enough every year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I just think they use it more as a scare tactic.
Well, it scares me.
But that's what they want you to think.
Rodney Moore is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, Democrat candidate for State House District 2, challenging David Huddleston. I forgot to mention that this week is the first week for advanced voting here in Carroll County. You can do it at the Carroll County Elections Office, the temporary elections office across from the Sheriff's Office, the former WGTC building. You can do that today and tomorrow, also next week, Monday through Friday and Saturday. And then the third week of early voting, it's just Monday through Friday, but you can also go do it at Powell Park in Villa Rica. But again, just Monday through Friday before the election, which is November 5th. How's your family feel about you getting into this? Because, I mean, you don't have a background in politics. You've not run for any office before. I mean, you haven't even worked in government or anything like that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so how's your family feel about that?
At first, I didn't like it, yeah. but now they kind of support me a little bit more. They're like, no, let's don't do that, you know, because you're putting your life out there so everybody can see everything you've done.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's been a really learning experience. And, you know, I'm not here to make it a career. I'm just here to help people. It's like, I don't want to be a career politician.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen other opportunities then? I mean, if this doesn't work out, you know, the way you plan, I mean, you know, and I see people run for office a lot, unfortunately, that, you know, if it doesn't work out for them, they talk about all the things they'd like to be involved and just help people and give it back to the community. And then, unfortunately, when the campaign doesn't go the way they'd planned, I mean, I don't.
That's a good question because I've seen how fundraising works. I've seen how, you know, how people struggle because I have people come up to me and say, I can't pay my property taxes. What can I do? Mm-hmm. So, at this moment, the paperwork's been filed the state of Georgia for a nonprofit organization. And it's called Senior Citizens Lives Matter. And we're going to help out the seniors pay their property taxes.
Just for your county, for Troop County? Or?
Actually, I want to go nationwide in the long term. But right now, just the local area as of right now.
Well, good. Good luck with that. If you do stretch out to West, you know, this part of West Georgia and Carroll County, let us know.
I do want to stretch and just let it grow because there's a need for that. Nobody wants to help them pay their property taxes.
Sure. You do see, you know, like electric companies and things like that kind of give a discount or things along those lines. But that would be amazing. Time right now is 8:38. We're going to take our first break and come back and talk issues here with Rodney Moore. Again, he is the Democrat candidate for State House District 72, challenging David Huddleston, who I believe has just had one full term in office at this point. But, I think Huddleston's on the program Monday, so tune in for that one and compare the candidates. We'll come back and continue the conversation with Rodney Moore after this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
time right now is 8:40. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is Rodney Moore. He's the Democrat candidate for the State House District 72. Election Day is November the 5th. We're towards the end of the first week of early voting. Again, here in Carroll County, you go to the former WGTC building, which is right across from the Sheriff's Office on Noonan Road. And then the third week of early voting, you can also do that in Villa Rica at Powell Park. But then on November the 5th, you need to go to your own polling place, the place that you typically go vote on Election Day. I mean, what, we got 28 of them here in Carroll County, 29 of them, and maybe 30, sorry. But we have a lot in Carroll County. But on that Election Day, you won't go to WGTC to vote. Nobody will. Nobody votes at the elections office on actual Election Day. So if you don't know your polling place, look that up online. I believe it's sosga.gov or something like that. I think you can type in SOSGA. MVP. Is that okay? That's right, my voter page. You can find that. Just Google that, and you can find that. And you can find out your actual polling place. And, you know, a lot of important races on the ballot this year, including this one for District 72. Well, something else that will be on ballots this year is the Amendment 1. That's the first question that voters have on there, with talks about capping property taxes, or what we pay anyway. What do you understand as far as that question? Because it's the question on there. The question itself sounds like, well, hot dog, yeah, of course I don't want to pay as much taxes. But there's a lot that goes on with that. And I've been trying to let as many people try and explain it to us as possible so we can have a good idea about that. What do you understand as far as that?
The way I understand, they want to put a 3% cap on what they can raise per year and just leave it at that.
And then the government, the municipalities, and the county municipalities, what they can
get them to get the funds off of. Mm-hmm. But I was at a debate Tuesday night, and they asked me about it, and I said I actually think it should be frozen for the next 5 years, so people's wages can catch up, because the property taxes after COVID, they just tripled or ever high. I mean, it was a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's house is different, property is different. And I said, let's just put a freeze on it. Then after the 5 years, let's go up 3% a year. And then, but, you know, they're like, well, where do we get our revenue from? Well, you have these investors, like people, the landlords that rent out the houses. Let's double theirs, because it's a tax write-off. You know, for them, we can't write ours off on the taxes because of the Trump tax plan.
So anytime that, I guess my concern here is with this, I mean, putting the freeze on it, that mm-hmm. still doesn't take away the municipalities, the government's power of raising the millage rate, you know, which would, they can still get the money the way they want to.
Still get the money. But it would just, let our wages catch up.
Yeah. The special purpose local option sales tax, there's one attached to that, the possibility that, if they do opt in, the governments, the Board of Education can't use that, but the governments can use it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about special purpose local option sales taxes overall? Because, you have one for education, already have one for capital projects, and, consider adding another one. I mean, on paper, just 1 cent doesn't sound like a bad deal, but I know there are some people that are frustrated with it.
I mean, I understand getting the revenue, but after so much, it's like, how much do you want to tax us? It's like we're being taxed for everything. Your cars, your property, the food you buy. I mean, there's got to be a stopping point to it.
Would you be in favor of a fair tax?
Not a fair tax. Mm-hmm. A tax bracket. For example, if you make $10,000 a year, do a 1% tax. $20,000, 2%. If you make $100,000, it's based off $100,000, be 10%. $200,000, 20%.
Yeah, right now, I mean, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, just to hear that, it's like, okay, that does kind of make sense. But have you heard have you heard that discussed before? Has anybody else ever brought that up?
Not as I know of.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that would be, based off of your income, it would actually be fair across the board. Mm-hmm.
And it would equate that if you make more, you pay more taxes.
Yes.
And if you pay less. And I think that could be the frustration. Well, just because I do make more, I'm going to pay more taxes.
But you would know how much you got to pay.
You would get the heads up.
It wouldn't be any deductions, and you would just know.
Time right now is 8:45. My guest this morning is Rodney Moore, Democrat for State House District 72. And he's challenging David Huddleston for that District 72 seat. And remind us what the boundaries are for District 72.
Okay, it's Northern Troop, Heard, and Southern Carroll.
And you know, Carroll County is a big agriculture county and community. And I would suspect that you know, Heard County is as well. How about, I mean, is that the same for Troop?
Troop, not so much. It's got more businesses coming in
there. You know, what would constituents interested in, you know, in agriculture who would have agricultural concerns? I guess, have you heard from them at all, potential constituents?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard much from them.
As far as that, how about any other issues at all? Their concerns. I mean, I imagine when you talk about the seniors that you might get a couple of.
Yeah, that's the main thing is the senior citizens. And the property taxes.
The property taxes. Yeah, and your proposal for property taxes, that's right, and you talked about that early on. I was looking at the Georgia House Democrats, their agenda, you know, the items that they, you know, want to back and get out and talk about for legislation in 2025. How about health care, overall health care? Does Georgia do a good job with that? Medicare, Medicaid?
Well, you could expand Medicaid because there's only one. I only found one doctor's office in Heard County. And, I mean, I Google it, and that's the only one. There's more, you know, please let me know. Yeah. But that's all I saw. And it's like, I think Wellstar and Tanner Medical could work together and have some type of more offices to give more of a choice.
Yeah, I imagine Heard County does come up here to Carroll County, to Carrollton for Tanner. Elderly population to receive the care they need. You were talking about that for a little bit. Education. I mean, Brian Kemp has done a good job in the last 4 years of, well, you know, he gets the credit for it as far as investing in education a little bit with the raises for teachers each of the last few years. And more need to be done for education?
Well, I didn't agree with the voucher program because, you know, where they passed it and they said,
yeah, it's kind of, it's not affecting us so much.
No, it don't affect us. And it's like the 25% is like the schools that actually that qualify for it. They're in low-income areas, and they can't afford a private school.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't think that it may make any difference?
I don't think it should make any, it won't make any difference. Maybe a handful of people, not many.
Are you in favor, or how do you feel about the voucher program statewide eventually? Because this is like, you know, them dipping their toe in the water, and they may find something in there to say, well, that worked. Let's stretch it out.
Well, you think about it. You know, you got the public schools. Once they give you that voucher to go to your private school, then they're going to have control over your private school. Mm-hmm. And it's like you just leave the private schools alone, and let it be the parents' choice to send them there. And you can always, you know, file for financial aid if you need it, because most of the private schools do have financial mm-hmm. aid.
The local superintendents and you know, administrators for our local school systems, which we have at least four in Carroll County, well, I guess four in Carroll and Harrelson County. I mean, they're, my understanding is obviously they're not supporting that because you're taking the money out of their school system and, you know, putting it someplace else.
Yeah. So let's just leave, you know, private and public separate.
Hope Scholarship, that was fully restored, I believe, that for this year or at least last year, but, you know, finally enough money there. And that is money that is given to students, and it comes from the lottery. That. There's a lot of talk about, you know, extending gambling in Georgia. They say we already have it because you can do stuff online and things like that, but they also talk about bringing horse racing and even opening up casinos in the state to accumulate other money.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing casinos come in, you know, just to, if we brought in casinos, let's eliminate the state income tax, you know, like a trade-off, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't like casinos, but like I tell people, I don't gamble, but it's not my, you know, if you want to gamble, that's your business, what you want to do.
And people will gamble.
Yeah. And if you put them on the corridors like I-20, 185, 85, 75, you get people across the states to come over.
You concerned about addictions that could contribute to people with potential personalities to be addicted?
I mean, they're addicted to lottery. I mean, to the lottery scratch offs. I mean, I know it's a concern, but there's people addicted to alcohol, which is legal.
Yeah. Time right now is 8:50. We'll take our final break and come back and continue our conversation with Rodney Moore. He's the Democrat candidate for State House District 72. Early voting again began this week, so we've got early voting going on today and tomorrow here in Carroll County and all counties. But, you know, for us, just focusing on us, we've got the early voting in Carroll County at the WGTC office down the road from us here in on Noonan Road. And you can early vote on Saturday of this week as well. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Hey, 52, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Rodney Moore. He's a Democrat for running for State House District 72, challenging David Huddleston, who's had that seat, I believe, 2 years. I believe he's just served one term in there. I believe it's a full term. Can't remember when member Randy Nix left, but it is a full term. Do you remember that?
Okay. I think it's a full term. I think it's 2 years.
And we will have David on the program Monday, so you can tune in for that and compare your candidates before you do go out and vote. Again, early voting began this week. And make sure you know where your polling place is. If you don't vote early, make sure you find out your polling place. You can go to that location on Election Day, which is November the 5th. What do you think your opinions? I mean, talking to you before the show a little bit and during the break, you admit you kind of do have some different ideas and different opinions than what, you know, maybe pushed from the higher-ups in the state and things like that. Where do you think that comes from with you?
I'll be honest with you. I used to be a Republican. Long time ago, and I was listening to a radio show, and a Democrat called on there, and he said, "You're wrong because you're a Democrat." And it made me think, well, maybe I'm not a Republican. You know, there's ideas that I believe in that don't fit your agenda, and it just makes me look at stuff from the middle instead of from both sides.
And we think ideally that would be good, but we can't get either side to
agree. Yeah, I mean they
to
want
give and take.
The media wants to divide the country or divide people. It's like, oh, you can't. You know, it's like I went to a dinner a couple of weeks ago, and Drew Ferguson was there, and we had a nice conversation, and he gave a speech, and he said, the sand is moving underneath people. You have Republicans that used to be Democrats and Democrats that used to be Republicans. And he said, look at their issues. Just don't look at the R or the D beside their name. Look at the individual person.
That would be beautiful. That would be ideal for that to happen. Have you had an opportunity to been invited to any debates or any speaking engagements?
Yes, I have. I went to one on Tuesday, but the debate, they asked me several questions, but my opponent wasn't there.
No.
So, and they said hurricane relief, but, I don't know. Well, I mean, that's
okay.
That's
I do recall he was.
I do recall he went down there, but no. I just wish you would have been there.
Well, those questions. Well, it was a Chamber of Commerce, right?
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, were all their questions related to financial benefit and things like that? And
one was the 5.49% tax bracket to 5.39% that Kemp proposed.
Yeah, sure.
And I said I really didn't agree with it because the 5.39% was across the board. No matter if you make $10,000 or $400,000 a year, you got to pay the 5.39%. And then I said, look, let's just eliminate the income tax and bring in casinos. And they was like, Well, they couldn't respond back to me because they looked, you know, it was in a state of shock.
You talk about, I mean, I get the idea of balancing, you know, left and right and trying to meet in the middle, you know, as far as Georgia's abortion law up to, you know, down to six yeah. weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks. And that may change again because that's still in the courts. But, you know, what's your view on that?
I really don't. Okay, my personal opinion, I don't believe in abortion. But it's not my right to tell a person what to do with their body. And I do know that if a woman has a miscarriage under the heartbeat bill, the six weeks, ever what they call it, they can't have it. It's illegal for them. If they have a miscarriage, they cannot go get themselves cleaned out after the miscarriage. Mm. I do know that's illegal. And I just think they should just put it back the way it was. And just leave it alone, because it's their, you know, it's their choice, their right.
Have you spoken with any higher up Democrats? I mean, I wonder, you know, like Democratic Party of the state. I mean, have they reached out to you? Do they want to, you know, give you some money, get to, you know, encourage you to go out there more so that you can encourage voters on, you know, to come to the down ballot and hopefully vote for the, you know.
Well, I've had, I actually had the union reach out to me because I'm a union supporter. I've been part of a union for 19 years. Mm-hmm. And they've reached out to me, and I had the Fighting 50 Pack reach out to me.
We got about 2 minutes left in the show. You know, I don't know if you've gone door to door or things like that. If you've, you know, going out to introduce yourselves, but say, hey, you see me? I'm dressed all in my blue. So you're thinking, all right, that cat's a Democrat. I probably want to talk to him and tell him about my campaign. What are you going to tell me about your campaign? Why should I vote for you in this upcoming election?
Because I'm trying to protect the seniors, and then from seniors down to the family, and then from the family down to the children. Hmm. Like with the seniors with the Medicare, the food stamps, and the property taxes, and the parents like with daycare, and the children with their education, and have an affordability for them to do after programs, like after school programs.
Do you have an idea how what the percent of population is for seniors in Georgia and maybe even our region, 72?
Not really. Not off the top of my head, I don't.
Yeah. Okay. You want to say hi to your wife or anybody, your kids back home? Maybe they're watching you on the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page.
They're in school right
now.
That's
right. Well, they'll get to watch it later.
Yeah, they'll get to watch it later.
Because this will be up forever.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. It's good to meet you, and I appreciate you coming out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, again, Rodney Moore, our guest this morning on the Community Voice. State House District 72, he's running for that. He is the Democrat, and he's challenging David Huddleston. If you missed any of this program, like I said, it will be available on our Facebook page forever, and we'll put it in podcast form on newstalk1330.com. And, yeah, you can listen to that in your car or at home anytime. So, again, thank you for coming out, and thank you for watching and listening to this morning's Community Voice. I know on Monday we will have David Huddleston on the program back from working with victims of Helene in South Georgia. I'm sure that'll be a topic as well. So you'll tune in for that. Thanks to Josh. Thanks to Joel for their hard work this week. And, again, thank you for listening and watching, and I hope you do have a great weekend. You got Beat Fest coming up. Saturday, so you want to attend that. I mean, it sounds like a great event, a lot of food and some fun activities for the kids. It's just right next door to us. It'll be at the Ag Center, and I believe that's from 10 to 2 or 10 to 3, but I know they're making chili. I don't know what time that Georgia-Texas game is. You know what time that is? Is that a night game? That would make sense to be a night game, but, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, they didn't consider the ball game when they planned for that. Anyway, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday here on the Community Voice program.